This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria Anzoretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a bye week Wednesday, so no Husker lunch today. We are in studio for our Wednesday Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda along with Randy Bushcutter. How's it going?
Good. And we're breaking out the big guns when it comes to being in studio, too. Bringing out the big guns.
I am nervous.
As rightly you should.
I usually
in most situations, if you think about it, Doug, you should be nervous.
And how many hours in the day are there? But we survived, by the way. I was glad to see everybody back at it after Columbus Day yesterday. I didn't even get to that. You know, I don't know. How was the parade? Did you go to the parade?
No, I didn't. I couldn't make my way through the crowds. I just couldn't.
Too crazy for that Columbus Day parade. Paul Plinski, the athletic director at UNK, is going to join us momentarily. Bob Jensen will be in for his weekly Wednesday spot to talk about Nebraska high school football. The state golf tournament wrapped up yesterday, and two of the three champions are from the area. We'll talk to both coaches, Kelly Jeffries of Grand Island and Steve Ekstrom from Minden. That is all in this hour. State softball is underway today in Hastings. Tomorrow, state tennis gets underway, district cross country. We've got all the conference volleyball tournaments for the most part are continuing this week. It is a very busy time, and
it's kind of wrapping up. I mean,
No, it's starting.
No,
it's not.
We're using the word state a lot, aren't we? We're using the word state. State tournaments, things are wrapping up.
You're the guy that comes to me in July and goes, "Are you ready for football season?"
And by the way, I was. No, I don't want it to be over. It's just a simple observation of what's going on. Look around you, Doug. Look around you. Things are wrapping up, whether you want them to or not. Leaves are turning colors, too. It's a little thing called fall that happens every year about this time. When you start wrapping up seasons, it's becoming at the time that it wraps up.
You think the season's over when the Reds are eliminated and the Dolphins are losing. You're just lucky you're still in it with the Dolphins.
What do you mean Dolphins are losing? The Dolphins still have a winning record. Thank you very much.
Here's what I never like to see is a police car in our parking lot. But anyway, if you'd like to join us today, I think he's looking at your vehicle. 888-455
It's the license plate. It's the license plate. He's envying it.
888-455-3776. You can email the Dead Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can always show us a tweet. Maybe he's ticketing that Wisconsin played out there. That would be awesome.
That would be kind of funny.
You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 1550. And of course, Facebook is at ESPN Superstation. Let's get into our Loper Link brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank.
Welcome to the show, Paul. By the way,
Paul Plinski, athletic director. Is he looking at that Wisconsin plate?
Yeah, I'm looking out the window right now. I have not gotten a ticket of anything in this town yet, and I'm not about to start. So,
do you have the pull? Have you met any of the great law enforcement officers on or off duty?
No, I don't have the pull yet. Fortunately for me, I haven't had that exposure to them either with student athlete experiences or with Paul Plinski experiences, but. At this time, we're just kind of trying to keep a low profile.
Well, that's always good to do. And we've been talking a lot about what's going on statewide for high school, and that involves sometimes UNK, who will be big taking care of cross country this week. A lot of things going on, Paul. Before we get into the specifics of the sports, it's been about a month since we had you last on the Doug and Daddy Show. You were only a couple of weeks into your tenure. I know you've done a lot of things. You've talked to the coaches. You've looked over the campus, hopefully settled in a little bit more. How has the last month gone? And I guess, is there one or two things that stick out here in the last 4 weeks?
Well, quite frankly, the last month has gone tremendously well. We've had a wonderful receptivity from people, and I've had a great time interacting with our coaches and our staff. I spent a lot of time with each of them. I'm not done yet, but I've had a chance to meet with the deans across campus, with vice chancellors and provosts and the chancellor, of course, and our coaches, who are kind of near and dear to my heart, are the ones that I'm about 30-40% through. I'm waiting on the fall sport coaches until they get done with their fall sport seasons to be able to talk with them. But I hope that I'm accessible, I'm visible, and I'm available. And that's really what I want to be for each and every person that's trying to get things done for our student athletes. So it's been great. It's been a great month and a half. What have I seen? What have I noticed? I've noticed that we have a tremendous group of coaches and student athletes. These people here work night and day. They put in lots of hours. They're Loper Blue through and through, and they want to make this place bigger and better than it currently is. Second, I would say that they're a little bit behind when it comes to the resources that we need compared to our MIAA counterparts. I took the trip down to Northwest Missouri State. You know, this weekend is the big fall classic between Pittsburgh State and Northwest Missouri State in Kansas City. And I'm thinking, okay, that's a big influx of revenue for those two schools. Well, you know, where is UNK in the mix of all this, and what can we do to get to that platform? So that's something that I'm trying to identify and trying to work. And it's not only operations, but it's scholarships and it's facilities and what can we do to raise the bar here at UNK. And I'd say lastly is that, you know, we've got a tremendous potential on this campus. The community is really interested in seeing us grow. The campus is now in the process of doing a lot of strategic planning and pushing forward for the future. And I think the community is ready to jump on board and just waiting for that plan. So I'm ready for all these things to get going, and I'm excited about the year ahead.
I don't think there's any question you have an idea of where you want to go, where you want to take the various programs. Do you really have a firm grasp of knowing where you're at right now, or are you still going to have to kind of have maybe a few more weeks, a few more months under your belt to really kind of know where every program, where every situation is?
Well, part of this review process for me started back in June, you know, when I was looking at this job. So I've had a couple extra months under my belt a little bit, but you know, I still have a lot of things to uncover and figure out. You know, there are some of those idiosyncrasies in any organization that you're going to jump into. And so I'm getting through those. But I'm already starting some of the planning processes in place that we need to do to help us be more efficient and effective than the way we've run. And that ultimately can help our coaches in being able to do their jobs. And, you know, the coaches are pretty much, you know, they're handling things pretty self-sufficiently, but they need support. They need resources to be able to do what they're doing, and that comes by way of their operations, scholarships, facilities, mm-hmm. and those are the things we're trying to shore up and figure out. So I'm not completely there yet with those things, but internally, from an administrative perspective, I think we got a pretty good picture of where we want to go in the near future here.
We're talking with Athletic Director Paul Plinski, UNK, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug, due to Randy Bushcutter, he's been officially on the job since September 1st, but of course, way before that, when you came on campus. Paul, I know that, and you touched on a little bit, you've got a chance to kind of finally have those one-on-one meetings with the coaches. Going back to the hiring process, and you mentioned, I don't want to cut any programs. I want to make the programs bigger. Want to make them not necessarily bigger. Want to make them strong. Want to make them viable. I know that some of the coaches and probably some of the administration were nervous about what would happen. What mm-hmm. are you, if you can share what you're maybe telling some of the coaches, maybe even of some of the non-traditional money-raising sports right now?
Well, as I've shared with all the coaches, I want them to come in with a resume or some information about their personal and professional background. Number two is I want them to come in with a position description of what they do in their current jobs. And I'm not just talking about coaches. You know, we're also talking about our athletic trainers and our strength and conditioning staff and, you know, the people that perform significant roles for our department. And then the third piece I ask them for is to present their strengths, the weaknesses, the opportunities, and the threats. And so, you know, I've had meetings with people that last anywhere from 2 to 3 hours just trying to get through the nuts and bolts of their programs. And for me, it's just a matter of learning from them and understanding the way the culture is here. I have never been told once by anybody on campus or off that we need to cut programs or we're looking to cut programs. So I'm going under the premise that we want to rise all of the programs up. Obviously, I have to make some priority decisions because, you know, we're not in a place right now where we can fund everybody right away. That'll take time, but I believe that you can get two things by showing value to everybody, but also being visible to everybody and being supportive and support programs in a way that is going to help those sport programs make a splash in what they're trying to do.
Obviously, UNK, a new member of the MIAA, how do you kind of see where that relationship is? You kind of mentioned the major fundraising game that Northwest Missouri State, Pittsburgh State is having this weekend. The new composite football schedules come out. And again, UNK's football program tends to play the toughest teams in the conference to start the season. Where do you kind of see UNK, how they fit in the MIAA and how the MIAA and UNK, how that relationship is growing and developing and how can it improve?
Well, there's an interesting dynamic in our conference. You know, we've got five schools right now that I think are rated in the top 25 in Division II football. So obviously our conference is really good in that sport. Those schools have put a lot of money into their football programs, and I've seen that firsthand by going and visiting those schools. That's something that I want to be able to focus in on here is to appropriately support Coach Morris and his program so we can get what we need here, scholarships, budgets, facilities, so that we can actively and successfully recruit the type of kids that we need to come in here. There are a lot of people that are interested in seeing our football program, you know, take that next step and have improvements. The dynamic that's also kind of interesting is that we had two schools decide to jump out of the conference. Lincoln University, who we play this weekend, and Southwest Baptist. The two of them, for their own individual reasons, felt that they needed to move into another league. So that creates a 12-member league for us, which means now we have 11 built-in conference games for next year. And I was on the call. It was a random draw that we took in order to pick out the teams that we were going to play and when we were going to play them. Fort Hays State is our rivalry game, so on week 9, that's who we're built into play, and then the rest of the season is built off of that. So yeah, we pulled Northwest Missouri State in the first game of the year next year, but it's at home, and then we play Washburn. So I think we're going to have those challenges, but my thought is let's strap it up with the best of them and let's just keep getting better and let's keep improving what we're doing in football here. I think we also have some other things that are really, really good here. We've got a tremendous health and sports center. I don't think there's other schools in our conference that can match that. And, you know, you take that with the success of volleyball and wrestling and then throw our two basketball programs in there, we've got an opportunity to capitalize on what we're doing. And so, you know, the dynamic for me is multifaceted, and it's could be a 100-page dissertation that I could write for you on this whole concept. But I think that we're not there yet, but we're making steps to get there.
Paul Plinski, AD at UNK, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I guess the brass tacks is we kind of all grew up with some of those 70s sitcoms like the Brady Bunch and Different Strokes, and when they were going off the air, they kind of brought in a new character, and nobody liked the new character. Is UNK the new character? How are they being treated in your eyes by the MIAA?
Well, they felt good about us right off the bat because they thought they could beat us. And then as we started to beat them in certain sport programs, then we became kind of that unfavorable add to the conference. We're going to strap it up and make it competitive for teams. And, you know, look what we did to Missouri Western. We were close 24-19, and they did a fourth down fake punt. And next thing you know, they get the first down, they go down and score. And so it's a 31-19 victory for them. They're fourth in the country right now, you know, so we're not that far behind in some ways, but at the same time, we've got some programs that will beat everybody week in and week out. Volleyball, wrestling is good examples, and now you turn around with our men's golf program, who's really on a roll, and you take it with, you know, in addition to that, you've got cross country for both men and women that's doing well. So we've got some programs that are really starting to make some big strides in a very tough conference.
I let me just follow up real quick, Randy. I guess not even just in football. Do you feel UNK is getting a fair shake from what you've been involved with so far?
A fair shake is going to come down to me kind of pushing and having to get involved in the old boy network and really start to push the envelope a little bit on our agenda and our needs. It's a very interesting conference, very diverse, lots of different people coming from different walks of life. And then you've got lots of animals that are out there, you know, schools that really could jump into Division One and compete very effectively. And then you got other schools that can hardly field a team in some sports. And so for me, we're a well-rounded, well-grounded program holistically that is going to each week get better, and we're going to go out and compete for you know, championships to the best of our ability.
You hinted at earlier that the pride that you kind of have in the Health and Sports Center, and UNK's been very successful. Kearney's been very successful when we've had some national competitions coming in, mm-hmm. you know, national volleyball, national wrestling. The NCAA's kind of changed that bidding process a little bit, and UNK's very much involved in that, and we'll find out here shortly whether or not some of the bids that UNK's kind of put in for are going to make it to the finalists. Could you kind of talk a little bit about that process and kind of what the time frame is for finding out whether or not UNK is going to be able to host some national competition?
Well, I give credit to Rich Broderson, our associate athletic director. He spent a lot of time putting together bid documents and talking with the Kearney Visitor Bureau and trying to put together an appropriate bid for championships that we want to host here in Kearney. The NCAA has set up a new process, so they want you to submit a bid, you know, this latter part of the summer, and those bids go to the respective sport programs at the NCAA, and it includes championships that were run in 2015, 16, 16, 17, and so they're stretched out for a really long time. I read this morning that there were over 1,500 bids that were submitted to the NCAA for national championships. Well, we submitted bids for several sports, and we've coupled with the Kearney Visitor Bureau and putting these together because we want to put people in hotel rooms. We want to build our environment. We want to host these championship events. So volleyball national championships, wrestling national championships, cross country, golf, regionals, those are the ones that are predetermined bids that we can put our name in the hat and see how it comes out. The other ones like basketball and football, those are based on team successes and whether or not you're good enough to host that type of thing. But we always want to be in a position to be able to host regional and national championships. That's a goal of ours, and we do a great job of it.
And we'll find out if we're finalists coming up here pretty shortly.
They're going to announce if we're finalists on October 25th, and then we'll hear if we're the final spots sometime in December.
Christmas comes early at UNK. Let's hope that's the case. Last minute here with Paul Plinsky, UNK Athletic Director on the Doug and Daddy Show. Paul, everybody in Kearney, when you get ingrained, or if you're alum, you get used to things, you mm-hmm. like what you have. Randy mentioned the Health and Sports Center. For the last decade, all the improvements that have happened at Foster Field, Cope Stadium. Your impressions of the facilities, because you've come from a very nice spot at Whitewater. Mm-hmm. You've seen some really cool things. Is there anything that needs to be addressed or that's at the top of your list?
Well, we spent a lot of time at Whitewater focusing on facilities because we didn't have scholarships we had to worry about because Division III is non-scholarship. Yeah. Well, here I've got to put together a multifaceted plan that can address, like, a hybrid approach, you know, the scholarship situation that we have to deal with and then with our facility piece. Just as a side note with scholarships, you know, we're about $1.1 million that we supply for scholarships for our student athletes. The conference median, the conference average is about $1.5 million. The highest in the conference is $2.1 million. So we've got to close the gap if we're going to be competitive. But facilities are also a part of that. Student athletes are drawn to facilities. They're drawn to places that have things that kind of create a wow factor. We are at some point in time going to have to address Cope Stadium pretty hard and heavy. The scoreboard, the turf, and the infield, those are two things that are getting to a point where a refurbishing plan needs to be put into place. I would love to see us put in and install offices in the second floor of Cope Stadium so that our coaches in football and women's soccer can have a place to educate, coach, teach their student athletes how to perform at a high level. We're going to undergo a Title IX review this coming fall here to address and look closely at our equitable situation for both men's and women's athletics. Well, One of the issues that we believe we have in the Health Sports Center is that we are limited in our locker room space. Well, it'd be nice if we could build an additional locker room facility on the north end of Foster Field so that we could have football and soccer housed there, move them out of the Health and Sports Center so we could have other teams have locker room space. You go into the Health Sports Center and we've got plans to look at installing some video boards. Somewhere down the road, we'd like to install chair back seats. We'd like to, upgrade just everything about that venue because, it was 25 years ago that it was opened, and there's been a lot of time that's gone by, and some areas have been avoided. And so we want to be able to address those, improve those, and create that pride factor for our student-athletes. So that's kind of a long and short of a couple things here. And, I haven't even talked about, baseball or softball or, any of those venues that are hopefully in the long-term picture that we're looking at.
I think when you first came to town, there was a lot of discussion about how we're going to raise funds. Have you felt a little bit more comfortable in the direction we're going and developing a plan long term for the capital campaign for improving some of those facilities as well as raising money for scholarships?
I felt really good about where we're going with things. Working with the Nebraska Foundation has been a great partnership, and we want to continue to build on that because that's going to be a key for us to be able to get to some individuals that can help us. The other piece is to look at our corporate sponsorship packages and to see how we're positioning ourselves with our corporate partners and get with them and find out ways that we can provide them with the benefit. And that's an added bonus that a lot of people forget about, but that's a form of money that we can use to help support our programs. And our coaches are doing it every day. They're running camps, they're doing clinics, they're doing fundraisers. The Loper backers are heavily involved in this community. The Upper Deck is with our baseball program. And I my hat goes off to all those people and their support, what they're doing. And hopefully we can continue to empower them to do what they're doing, but also to be able to help support the sport programs with some of their things they're doing so that they're less reliant on the outside support that they're having to work for. Ultimately, I want our coaches to be coaches and recruiters and not have to worry about fundraising.
I'm doing my part.
There's
my Powerball ticket right there for tonight. So I'm doing my part, Paul, trying to help.
How about 10%? Just like the Shark Tank, I'll negotiate 10%.
10% to you, 10% to the church, none to me. That'll be good. We'll get her taken care of.
There's 80% left. You're good.
And we'll get a bowling team on campus, too. Paul, we'll let you get back to the rest of your day. The time just flies by when we talk about all the great things at UNK. So we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll see you at the next event. The football team is home this weekend, so this would take again 20 minutes to talk about, but we're going to have Mr. McBride on the show tomorrow talking about the events and the awareness for Parkinson. We had Coach Morris talk about that yesterday, but again, a big weekend on campus.
Yeah, I'm really happy for John. What a wonderful man, and he and his wife have been great supports to Elizabeth and myself, and I'm excited for Saturday to be able to honor him and show our pride in him. And I also would be remiss if I said we have the Loper Luncheon tomorrow at noon over at the Kearney Country Club. And so we encourage people to head on over and hear about our sport teams and how they're doing. But yeah, a lot of things are coming together at the same time. And part of it is a big celebration of John McBride and all he's done for Loper Athletics.
Awesome. That is our athletic director at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, Paul Plinski. Paul, we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Paul. Best of luck.
I'm going to be playing a little golf, too, for the Guy Murray golf tournament that's going on at the Kearney Country Club. You can contact Damon Day or go to lopers.com for more information on that. Wrestling practice has already begun. Basketball practice began yesterday for the Lopers, so that's right around the corner. You've got volleyball that has one game that is on the road this week at Lindenwood. They went 3-0 last week, so they are ranked 8th in the country for volleyball. You got the cross-country team that continues to do well. And as Mr. Plinski just said, and I exchanged some messages yesterday with Chad Lydiot, who is coaching the boys and the men. They won a 20-team Central Regional at St. Joseph, Missouri yesterday. Lance Lawson finished third individually. Randy, again, I remember taking this job years ago, and there were you looked at some of the sports, and you can pick any college at any level and go, that's just kind of there. It's just there. There's really nothing going on. Yes, the kids want to compete, but it's never went to that. The men's golf team all of a sudden has leapt from just being there to being in contention. And when Dick Buechner left it and had it in going to regionals and super regionals is what they called it at the time, you've got a team this year, and it's only fall. All the good stuff, really good stuff for postseason is in the spring. But they're having the best session or year in the history of the school.
Yeah, it used to be you just kind of heard of their results and go, okay, they're middle of the pack or even in that lower third. And now, wow, they're really competing. And competing against some schools that are much larger than them. I mean, they're beating some Division I programs when they go to some of these tournaments and the like. So it really has kind of turned the corner a little bit. And I think there's been some assistance with improved facilities as well. I know their partnership with Aurora Dunes has gone a long way to giving them some facilities for practice, and I think it can do nothing more than help with recruiting as well in terms of bringing in some pretty good golfers into UNK. But you're right, the last 3-4 years, the success that UNK has had in golf has gone up exponentially every year.
You trying to get a free round off that?
It couldn't hurt.
That's our Loper Link, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. We're going to roll right along here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, Coach Kelly Jeffries has a few minutes during her day to join us and talk a little bit about winning, what they know how to do at Grand Island. They were the favorites going in. They win the Class A Girls State Golf Championship yesterday up at Norfolk. And Kelly, congratulations and thanks for giving us some time. How are we doing today?
Good. We're doing good.
Well, you have to be doing good. It's dry. I'll tell you what. Let's start there. I assume you have to go up. You want to get that practice round in, and you're sitting around on Monday saying, are we going to get to play, knowing that probably inevitably you're not going to. And I would think 36 holes would have vastly favored your team over just an 18-hole tournament.
Well, exactly. I mean, we got there on Sunday. It was a great day for practice round, and everybody's feeling really good about things. And get up right away Monday morning and didn't look good from the very start. And then you play the old, okay, it's delayed an hour. Okay, it's delayed another hour. Then pretty soon we knew it was going to be a shotgun at 12:30 on Monday. So we get the kids there, get them outside, you know, drenching wet, pouring rain. But we warm up and we feel okay. We're still like, we're playing this. We don't care what happens. And then they bring everybody in and said, look, we just can't play this today. And honestly, you know, we didn't make a big deal about it then, but at the back of my mind, I'm thinking, I wish this was a two-day tournament. But once it goes to one, you know, it's kind of up in the air then.
Does that just kind of put the lump in your throat a little bit, Kelly? Because, you know, you kind of feel you're better than everybody. You can kind of outlast them. And now it's like, oh, no, ladies, we really got to bring it. Today's the day.
Well, exactly. I mean, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, I don't portray that to the girls. And I, you know, I say to them, I said, we haven't lost a tournament yet this year. And we've only played one-day tournament. So this is no big deal to us, just like any other tournament. But, you know, in the back of your mind, you're thinking, actually, the last 2 years, the favorite coming in has not won the tournament. We won it 2 years ago and beat Southwest. We were not the favorite. Last year, Norfolk did it, and they were not the favorite. I hadn't won a tournament all year, so I'm thinking, boy, I really wish we had 2 days, because normally over 2 days, it's going to weed itself out, and those best teams are going to be the ones who play well.
Talking with Kelly Jeffries, she's the head coach of the state champion at Grand Island Islanders girls golf team. And, you know, weather, as everybody says in every sport, can bring the field together. And yesterday, after making the turn, your gals were not in the lead. How worried were you?
Well, I will honestly say it was a rough first nine for us, but I knew, you know, you had the weather conditions, you have a tough course. We played on the front side, which is tougher than the back. So I thought as long as the kids didn't panic and as long as they just kind of kept playing steady, and I told them all, you know, we don't have to shoot lights out, we just have to play steady, we're going to be okay. But, you know, honestly, sitting around for 24 hours and thinking about you're in the lead and, you know, having them all ready to go, it was kind of a lot of pressure for those kids. But I thought once they settled down, the second nine, they played much better.
Well, you kind of talked about being consistent. You certainly got that. Abby Otto shot an 87, and then the next three gals all shoot 91s for you. You know, so your scores all were within 4 strokes of each other and all with pretty good scores. You had to be very, very pleased with how consistent they approached those 18 holes that they had to play yesterday.
you know, that's been the strength of our team all year. I mean, we just really have four and sometimes five kids that can medal. I mean, they just are all right there. I think all four of those kids have probably medaled every tournament we've been in. And I told the kids, I said, this isn't a situation where we have to have a couple of you shoot, you know, mid-70s, which you weren't going to do yesterday anyway. I said, we just need to have everybody have a solid round. And the strength of our team is our depth. And that's how we won state. We didn't medal first, second, or third, but we have a lot of kids that can medal.
Last minute here with Kelly Jeffries. He's the head golf coach at Grand Island Senior High. Two of the last 3 years brought home the state championship. What's the future looking like for your gals, Kelly? And how about the youngsters that are coming up?
Well, I just graduated. These kids are seven of them, and they're all seniors. So next year we'll be starting over. And, you know, it is what it is. I wish I had a whole bunch of other kids coming with you, but it'd be kind of a rebuilding year next year. But I told the kids, I said, we've been down this road before. You know, 4 years ago, that's when they started, and that's what I'll have to do with the new group of kids. And, you know, it becomes a new challenge. You know, we obviously aren't going to be a favorite next year, but we'll find some kids who can play and have a passion for the game, and hopefully we can kind of rebuild in a couple of years and be back where we were.
She's the Hall of Famer. She is the coach of the Grand Island girls golf team. And, of course, a longtime Islander herself, Kelly Jeffries, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Coach, congratulations to you and the gals. Thanks for giving us a few minutes, and keep up the good work.
Okay, thank you.
Kelly Jeffries joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Minden coach Steve Ekstrom going to join us, plus Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, and the 2018 and 19, I don't know why they're doing it so far ahead of time. That's my just a personal quim. But the Big Ten football schedules have come out. We'll talk about it after this.
Here's some good policy from your local independent agent and auto owner's insurance. When you insure your home and car with us, you receive a multi-policy discount. And when you add auto owner's life insurance, you get a special discount on your home and car insurance. Auto Owners Insurance will save you money on all of the insurance you already have. Now that's good policy. Call your independent agent today. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people.
Let's get it started. Real estate's booming. With 8 open houses this weekend, I had to get the word out. Luckily, I found the new services center at OfficeMax. They designed and printed great 4-color flyers for only 39 cents each. I have a new way to turn open houses into done deals. Let's get it started.
Introducing the new OfficeMax Services Center. Now through Saturday, all color copies are just 39 cents a side. Valid in-store only.
Suffering from empty pocket syndrome? Looking for extra cash in the cushions? Discover the hidden value in your home with a home equity loan from Platte Valley State Bank. We have home equity loans from as low as 3.99 APR, depending on credit qualifications. Use that extra cash for anything you need, from a school car for the kids to new kitchen appliances. Limited time offer, so stop by today or apply online at pvsb.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm a golfer. Okay, I've only been a golfer for about 10 minutes, but the friendly folks at Southern Hills Golf Course don't mind. You see, whether you're an expert golfer or a novice golfer, Southern Hills Golf Course has a course that suits all ages and abilities. In fact, you can golf Monday through Friday from 9 to 3, 9 holes for $25, or 18 for only $35, cart included. Give them a call at 463-8006 to book your tee time today. Gotta go! See you at the hills!
At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we have just one vision, taking good care of yours. That's why we're focused on you. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, seeing is believing. From the most up-to-date surgical procedures all the way to designer frames and sunglasses, we have everything you need all under one roof. You can trust your eyes to Drs. Diana Lind, Pat Bierbauer, and Betsy Turk. Call 308-236-8500 or stop by the corner of 41st Street and 7th Avenue in Kearney. At Lind Eye Care and Optical, we're focused on you.
The Red Sox win their second straight as they take Game 3. Now the Tigers look to tie it back up in Game 4.
Crush and watch it go!
Dodgers Cardinals at 3, followed by the Red Sox Tigers tonight at 7 on ESPN Radio.
We'll have sunny skies in our forecast for today with high temperatures near 58 degrees. And then for tonight's skies stay mainly clear. We'll drop down to chilly low temperatures near 32. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now, it's 46.
Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy? Does that make me crazy?
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Uter, Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday.
Kind of some smooth jazz almost kind of music. It's pretty laid back, you know.
You're kind of a laid back dude.
I kind of am. No, yes, I am.
You know what?
I'm cool, calm, and collected like always.
You definitely have the switch. I will say that. You have the switch. You can bring it on the show. You can do it during the games, during work. But then when it's not work, you can Tatanga or whatever it is the
Tatanka.
Hell you do.
Tatanka. Yeah. Tatanka.
You sure it ain't Katanga?
Nope, I'm pretty darn sure. I was there.
Tatanga or whatever her name was.
I was there.
Our Midtown Mart cooler question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coolest beer and the hottest topics. Yesterday, we asked you which future non-conference football matchup for Nebraska do you like the most, with Oregon recently being thrown out there. Tennessee was on there, Oklahoma, Miami, Florida, Colorado, Oregon. All those teams are doing home and homes with the Huskers in the next decade. Cincinnati was on there. So you had Cincinnati, Tennessee, Colorado, Miami, Oklahoma, Oregon. Do you have one that you said, if I could go to one of those six in Lincoln, it would be?
I'm old school. I like the fact that OU's coming back to town.
That's what I voted for as well. But Oregon, with Scott Frost possibly still on the staff, 47% of your vote. Oklahoma and Miami Hurricanes, and I can get that to 20%. And 13% said they're looking forward to Colorado. Those must be Coloradoans.
Yeah. Well, both of them must be Colorado. I just think the Oregon thing is kind of a more generational thing, because Oregon was BAD bad at football for a long, long time. Last 10, 12 years, they've been one of the top programs in the country. And I anticipate when they come into town in a few years, they'll still be up on top of that echelon.
And our Midtown Mart cooler question of today, and this was a topic on Mike and Mike this morning. We've seen a lot of low-scoring baseball games during this playoff series. Randy, you are a big baseball aficionado. I like it. You love it. What type of baseball game do you prefer? Low-scoring, high-scoring? Before you answer, I will throw this part out. What we've been seeing lately is the only scoring is home runs.
Yeah.
And I like home runs, but, you know, 1-0 where the only score was a home run. Detroit had first and third, couldn't get a guy in.
Yeah.
You know, there's been a lot of baseball this postseason where all the scoring has been home runs. And that's yay, but nothing else? Nobody even able to string together?
Say what you will. Sid Bream sliding in to win it for the Braves a few years ago to take out the Pirates. And again, that was 20 years ago or whatever. That was great baseball. Watching a guy hit a home run, to me, is a little bit boring. I prefer the game, and which is not the exact question here, but I prefer the game where stealing makes sense. You know, they were kind of talking about this earlier. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. If all your runs are going to come from home runs, I can trot in from second base or first base just as easily if the guy behind me has hit a home run. I kind of like it when you have to talk about hit and run, laying down the bunt, making the steal. I mean, I like the low scoring where you're moving chess pieces, but you're right. All it is low scoring because one guy hit a home run with a guy on, the other guy hit a home run and didn't have a guy on.
I always like playing when I could use my speed.
Yeah, which is why you probably need a home run, which I've seen that.
You can vote on our Midtown Mark cooler question today at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, there are some sports where you want to go low, like golf. There's some sports where you want to go high, like basketball. And Steve Ekstrom has coached just about everything, and right now he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, Steve, the coach of the Minden girls golf team that had to go a little bit extra yesterday as compared to what Grand Island did in Class A. They also were rained out on Monday, so it was just 18 holes, and all the scores yesterday were higher because of the competition. But a three-team playoff for a state championship. Steve, congratulations to you and your girls.
Yeah, thank you, Doug. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the show.
Steve, how did that format work? I mean, I'm having trouble really kind of getting an idea. Do you guys play three more holes, and then you tally up the score, or what was the format for breaking that three-way tie?
Well, I didn't know either, so I learned something new yesterday also, because I was always under the assumption that it was going to be the top four scorers on each team would just play head-to-head on one hole until someone won, which would be 12 golfers playing the same hole at the same time. But that would be correct if it was a two-team format, but when you get to the three-team format, what they did is they took all five girls that played, they divided them up, all of the ones from Minden, Columbus Scotus, Grand Island Central Catholic, played a hole, let's say they went to number one and played number one, which they did, the number twos went to a different hole, the number threes went to a, so you're playing five different holes. And then you play the hole, and you take the aggregate four best scores out of the five holes that you played, and that becomes your playoff team score. And if the tie isn't broken, then you go to a second hole and a third hole until it is. So we were fortunate that it only took one hole and it went our way.
Won it by one shot over SCOTUS in that team playoff, as we said, also tied with Central Catholic. I was watching the live updates all day, and early you guys had the lead, basically maybe when everybody was starting to make the turn. Then all of a sudden you slid down to third and fourth, and I thought, well, this thing is over. And then all of a sudden we're done, and I go, tie one. What happened over those last few holes, Steve?
I tell you, it was wild. It was crazy because, you know, I got little snippets of the, you know, the live streaming of the scores. And it you know, I never count any chickens till they're in the barn, so to speak. But we came in, and I knew we shot a 406. I knew that because I knew our girls' scores. They were posted. And then the SCOTUS girls came in, and I originally thought that we had beaten them by two strokes, but me and my great math addition, I didn't have that figured out right. And they were sitting at 406, and then I thought, well, you know, the Grand Island Central Catholic number one golfer's got to come in yet, and if she shoots a 93 or better, than, you know, if she shoots better than a 93, they win. If she shoots 93, then they're at 406. Well, sure enough, she comes in right at 93. So now there's three teams at 406. So I knew we were going to be in a playoff. So I told the girls, I said, quick, go get your clubs. They had already had them packed in the bus ready for the trip home. I said, you got to get them out. We've got a team playoff. And so they kind of scrambled a little bit and went and grabbed their clubs, started chipping and putting, ran over to the range, hit some range balls. Well, by the time that the last girl came in, until we actually started the playoff was, gosh, it had to be close to an hour. And so there was a lot of, okay, what do we do type of thing. I think everybody kind of had to look up the rules for conducting this playoff. And so it took a little bit of time, and all the while the girls from SCOTUS and Central Catholic and Minden were all warming up and kind of chit-chat, you know, and going, well, what are we going to do? And no one knew, including their coaches. So it was kind of a big surprise to everybody yesterday.
You kind of mentioned not wanting to count your eggs until they're hatched. It's my understanding that even after they'd went out and they played the hole, you didn't know that you guys had won until it was kind of like Miss America. You know, once the first runner-up's announced, then you knew that you guys got the title.
Yeah, and that's exactly what had happened. I watched our number one golfers on hole number one, so I knew that Paige Christensen had beaten the SCOTUS girl by one stroke and the Grand Island Central Catholic girl by three strokes on just that one hole. Well, we got a text message about Ashton Bolt playing her hole, and she had also beaten the SCOTUS girl by one stroke but tied the Central Catholic girl. So I knew that we were two up on SCOTUS and we were three up on Central Catholic, but that's only two of the five holes, and the other girls are way over on the other part of the course. And so, yeah, we were just sitting out there, and, of course, we had to stay there because they radio the scores back into the clubhouse. They determine, okay, nope, we got to go some more holes. So we just stayed out there, and it was probably a good 20 minutes that we were standing out there doing nothing but wondering what was going on. And then all of a sudden we got, okay, we can go in, it's done. And that's all that was said.
Steve Ekstrom.
And so now everybody's going, well, who won? Well, I can't tell you that. So they did. Oh. They did keep it a secret.
Well, that's just cruel.
For that time. And, it was just agony. And all the girls and the coaches were kind of saying the same thing. You know, just tell us. We'd rather know. Well, that, you know, I said, okay, the Emmy goes too, type of thing. Well, they got done with the individual medal. Still no word, but by that time I'd figured it out because I'd talked to my girls and I knew exactly what we'd done on all five holes compared to the other the other teams. So, but I didn't tell anybody either. So I just kind of kept it a secret and went on. Well, they did the individual medals, and the person that draped the individual medal around Ashton's neck said, "Congratulations, champ." And she looked. She had this weirdest look on her face, like, "What did you just say?" So she turned to Jessica, who were all three of our girls medaled in the 11th position. So they were all standing next to each other, and Ashton turns to Jessica and says, "He just said we won. He just called us champs." And all of a sudden, they got the biggest grins on their faces, but no official word yet. So after the individual medals were done, they said, "Okay, thank you." And the individuals walked off, and they said, "Okay, we had a three-team playoff, and we would like to bring up the teams for the runner-up trophy. They'll each get a runner-up trophy, runner-up medals. Will the girls from Columbus SCOTUS and Columbus Central or Grand Island Central Catholic please come up?" There was the loudest scream from the men and patrons that, you know, they knew we had won then. So that part of it was kind of neat.
Steve Ekstrom, girls golf coach at Minden, along with Grand Island, and Scottsbluff won it in Class B. Class B was the only one that got to go 36 holes. Minden wins another state championship. As we said, Steve, the scores are not going to go down in the annals as the greatest of all time for any state championship, but we asked Kelly this a little bit as well. We'll wrap it up with this. How did the weather affect the time that you spent in Columbus not playing on Monday and then knowing that it was a one-day tournament?
Yeah, we spent Monday kind of wondering, you know, are we going to get this thing in? We looked at the weather map, and I just kind of resigned myself to the fact in the morning that we weren't going. Well, then we got the word that we're going to go at a 1:30 shotgun start, and then I thought, well, we'll never get 18 holes done anyway, so we're just kind of spitting in the wind. But we went out there, and we no more got soaked and got warmed up than kaboom, thunder and lightning and everything else. So that was an automatic suspension right then and there, and they just decided Monday's a wash. So they just punted Monday. And so we really didn't do anything, you know, went back to the hotel and just kind of hung out there. And then Tuesday came, and you knew it was going to be a one-day tournament. But I told one of our parents, I said, you know what, this could really be a big advantage to Minden, because trying to beat Columbus SCOTUS, who was the odds-on favorite coming in based on their district scores, trying to beat them twice, Monday and Tuesday, might have been a little bit of a tall order, but beating them on a one-day 18-hole tournament's possible, and that's exactly what happened. So we were maybe a little fortunate that the weather was the way it was.
Well, the gals and guys are, again, always competing hard at Minden, and the gals are really doing some good things over there in all the fall sports. So, Steve, congratulations to you and your golfers, and we'll let the parade continue over in Whippetland.
Yeah, thank you very much. We're very, very proud of our golf program, and we're looking for future success as well.
All right, Steve.
Congratulations.
Take care. Steve Ekstrom, head coach of the Minden Lady Whippets. Congratulations to all the gals that medaled into the state champion. So, Randy, as we said, Grand Island, disadvantage that it was one day. Minden, advantage that it was one day.
And that's their sixth title since they've gone to the current format. They've won six state golf championships in Class C. That's incredible. I mean, that's your kind of ultimate franchise kind of dynasty kind of thing. That is outstanding.
You know, I've always said this, especially during the boys' season, but, you know, we got this scramble going on this weekend. I wonder if Paige Ashton and Jessica could come over and be on our team.
You need all that.
No kidding. We'll take a break. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report next.
Hi, I'm a golfer. Okay, I've only been a golfer for about 10 minutes, but the friendly folks at Southern Hills Golf Course don't mind. See, whether you're an expert golfer or a novice golfer, Southern Hills Golf Course has a course that suits all ages and abilities. In fact, you can golf Monday through Friday from 9 to 3, 9 holes for $25, or 18 for only $35, cart included. Give them a call at 463-8006 to book your tee time today. Gotta go! See you at the hills!
Is breakfast really the most important meal of the day? At Buffalo Wild Wings, we think a case can be made for lunch. Think about it. Award-winning hand-spun wings in 16 signature sauces and 5 seasonings, buffalitos, wraps, burgers, and salads. Yeah, we're thinking that's a pretty good argument. Now throw in the fact that we've got over 50 big screens to watch all the sports you'll ever want. It's officially a no-brainer. So next time, make lunch your game-winning meal.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
In mid-sized companies, the left hand needs to know what the right hand is doing. When they do, business can take on a whole new rhythm, especially with IBM Smart Cloud Engage Advanced. It combines communities, web meetings, and file sharing with business-grade email in one security-rich environment, making it the smarter way to collaborate. Register now for your 60-day free trial at ibm.com/engines/.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll have sunny skies in our forecast for today with high temperatures near 58 degrees. And then for tonight's skies stay mainly clear. We'll drop down to chilly low temperatures near 32. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Donaisky. Right now it's 46.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program. Plenty of things going on throughout the state of Nebraska. Randy, what do you think about the playoffs today? We've got both of them here on ESPN Radio. Will we have somebody in the World Series at the end of the day?
I think the Cardinals might wrap it up today. I mean, they just, they might bat 126, but they'll bat 800 once somebody's on base. I mean, they just are so good at hitting timely hits. They've been doing it all year. I made the mistake of thinking that maybe the Pirates are going to pull off a miracle last week. And, yeah, we know how that turned out.
Not so good.
Not so good. And the funny thing is, Wainwright, who was so good in the final game, is the only pitcher for the Cardinals that's lost a game yet. And he pitched well.
Let's go to the state softball tournament. Class B started today. York beat Beatrice 8-7. Blair over Northwest 6-4. Elkhorn South down Norris 11-6. And Scutt beat North Platte by a score of 5-0. Class C playing their first round games now. And Class A will get going a little bit later on this afternoon. And that begins at 2 o'clock.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. He's got game.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, along with Doug Duda and Randy Bushcutter on this Wednesday. You know, we can always talk to Bob for the whole show. And we've had some good football to talk about. We're down to the final 2 weeks of the season. Bob, good morning.
I'll be honest. I thought you were going to say the final 2 minutes. And apparently you needed to mix in somebody who hadn't once stated anything to balance out the show.
Well, it does bring you closer to the back end of the show. But Robert, we can sit here and have all the fun like we usually do. But it was a lot of fun watching football last week. There was some great football games. As I said on Monday's show with Jimmy Langan, sometimes you build them up and they don't live up to the hype. They all did. The ones around our central Nebraska area, even a couple in the metro, but they all pretty much lived up to the hype. Donovan Sutton, Cozad, Kearney Catholic, Overton, Elm Creek, among those that all went down to the final play.
Yeah, unlike my performance in the school play, which did not live up to the hype, I just can't seem to let go of that. But, all
it's
three of those.
It's hard being a tree.
Well, and you know what they did to that tree. But the thing is that all three of those games were, as you say, they were as good as advertised. And I guess due to the one thing I go back to, I remember you giving me an off-the-record account of the Donovan Trumbull Sutton game last year in the regular season and how much it wore you out verbally just trying to keep up with all the action. Well, it was the same thing. I mean, that probably to me is if I had to pick one game this year, I said that, to watch, that would be it. I mean, it had all the elements you could watch. You could want a little bit off the fastball with Sutton getting beat the previous week, but Sutton came and delivered an outstanding performance. I think there was a school of thought that maybe thought Donovan would run away with it after Sutton had gotten beat, but that was not true. And Cozad Bush is a lot like the Cardinals. They needed two plays. They got them both in the fourth quarter. You got to see them. I got to see them. And then they won the game in overtime. And that's the mark of a champion. When you can do what you need to win, that's the mark of a champion. And then as far as Overton and Elm Creek, those are two really good football teams. I got to see a fair amount of the first half of that, and those are good football teams. They're both going to win a playoff game. They could win a couple. Both of them. So those are six legitimately good football teams that were all playing in our area last week.
Yeah, and I think all six of them kind of prove something, even with some losses in there as well. Tell you what, though, Donovan Trumbull, they don't have any time to rest. I mean, they travel to St. Cecilia. You know, they're 6-0, St. Cecilia 5-1.
That'll be backwards, by the way. That's my bad. Is at Donovan Trumbull. But still.
But in any event, I mean, that's still going to be a great test for Donovan Trumbull taking on St. Cecilia.
That is. As a matter of fact, dude, I'll take the heat on that. The game is played in Donovan. But
you know what it is with show prep, Bob?
No,
have to do it all for Bush Cutter.
Don't tell me one thing and then be upset at me that what you told me was wrong.
There's enough of that going on at home. I don't need it on the show.
All right.
Okay?
Amen.
Anyway, the thing is that, the last thing you want to see coming off a big win is playing another great program, and there sits St. Cecilia. And like I told somebody yesterday, the one thing that Donovan has in his favor is it's not at Duncan Field, because nobody wants to go there. Donovan's going to have to bring its A game, and that's going to be really hard to do. I think. What do I know? But I think, if you want to call for an upset, there's worse places to do it than to think St. Cecilia could find a way to beat Donovan.
Another one of our radio games this week that involves Tri-City teams. Adams Central takes on Grand Island Central Catholic. It seems like because Central Catholic just got blown out in their only loss, we forgot about them, and they're 5-1.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to get past 45-0. I mean, and the thing is, SCOTUS, has gone on and beaten Pierce by 4 touchdowns, and they played a terribly hard schedule. They're 3-3. We have them ranked in the top 10. I mean, you know, those are the only two losses, or the only loss that Central Catholic has, and Pierce's only other loss is to Boone. So, I mean, there's a lot to be said for those two wins. I tell you what, I don't think Jake Paulson was in the middle of running something like 90 yards for a touchdown on opening night, and I was on the Adams Central sideline. And I love Bill Carlin. I mean, his timing, impeccable. He walks by me while the play is putting Cozad up by 3 touchdowns or whatever. He says, "We'll be better." We'll be better. And at the time, I just, okay. I'm sure they will. I mean, it's Adams Central, but they just got blown out that first night. And that's one of those games, if they had played another quarter, it might have been 50 points. But the bottom line is that here we are a month and a half later, and Adams Central is really good. And Adams Central's back to doing what Adams Central does, play really good defense, feed the ball to the running back a lot, and control the clock, control the game, and I'm fairly certain that's what they're going to do against Central Catholic.
Well, Holdridge also has the opportunity. They're 4-3, but they've got the opportunity. They got their own fate in their hands. 4-3, but they travel to McCook. If they beat the Bison, they come away with a district title. How do you see that one? That's going to be a tough mission to win in McCook, though.
Well, yeah, it is, Bush. That's kind of an interesting game. Holdridge, you know, has been a sneaky deal. They've kind of been just bopping along, but they've kind of started to play better. They got off to a rough start last week at Lexington, which is another team that is playing good. They'd won 3 out of 4 games, and then Holdridge just put the pedal down in the second half and blew Lexington out. And I'm not going to say that Holdridge is going to win this game, because winning at McCook is it just doesn't happen very often. And McCook is also playing better football, a young team that's growing up and finding itself and all that kind of thing. But, you know, Holdridge is a good story. You know, they won 2 games last year. I talked to Coach Hale earlier in the week, and he just told me, he said he was really disappointed with what is a veteran team the first few games, because they were making the mistakes that a veteran team shouldn't make. Well, to borrow a phrase from the coaching parlance, they have, quote-unquote, cleaned things up, and now they've won 3 out of 4. And regardless of how this McCook game shows up, Holdridge football is definitely on the right track.
There are games this week that do come up statewide that have big-time implications. Bruning, Davenport, Shickley will take on Heartland. There's a couple of teams that are undefeated on the season battling each other. Lincoln Christian at Syracuse. You got Ralston at Scutt. Lakeview, another juggernaut team for Boone Central to try and beat. Boone Central could have the best resume. When their point total gets done, it could be 102.4. But obviously, Bob, and I don't jump into the Class A, we got Kearney Lincoln North Star, which basically is for the playoff life of both of those teams this week. But the game in Class A that I think is going to get probably the most intrigue, and it's tomorrow night, you've got the one in Omaha Westside, and you've got the big brother. Even though they're 3-4, it looks like Millard North maybe, possibly, has turned the corner.
Well, here's the deal. There's a very short line to sign up to play Millard North. Okay, I think you can pretty much get right to the head of it. Nobody wants to play him. But it is true. I mean, Millard North has got athletes, and they're good, and they played some, you know, throw out that first game, which you're not supposed to do, but throw out that first game, that Millard North, Millard South game. Millard North got beat, and it just wasn't much to look at. But they've got the last of the Fishers. I swear, this is the last of the Fishers playing quarterback. Last week, he rushed 53 times for 335 yards and 5 touchdowns, which is great, but they needed to kick an extra point to win it by 1. So Millard North and Westside is going to be a really good game. Millard North has played a tougher schedule. Millard North has got the pedigree lately to win in a situation like this. Westside has got a couple of outstanding individual players. As Lane Yates is a returning All-State running back. Drew Fitzmorris is an outstanding utility player for him. I don't know, man. I think there's a distinct possibility that Millard North wins that ball game.
And I've got a couple of teams that we talked about early in the season. One's 4-2, one's 2-4. I'm going to see one, kind of wishing I could see both of them this week. And just a couple of those games that will this week give them a win. Southern Valley and Alma are the two that I'm talking about. And Alma looks like they're the underdog the way things have gone with the Arapahoe, Overton, Elm Creek scenario, and they play Elm Creek. And Southern Valley, they had a brutal schedule, but it's a matchup of 2-4s at Ravenna tonight, Friday night, and it would seem like their resume a little bit better. What is going on with Alma and Southern Valley, the best to your ability here?
Well, okay. Well, if you're asking me, I absolutely agree with you when it comes to the schedule that Southern Valley's played. I'm probably not as much as the people at Southern Valley, but I had hopes for maybe not a huge breakthrough year, but a better win total. And there's still a couple weeks to collect a couple wins. Southern Valley's got some athletes. Alma also has some athletes, and I don't know. That looks to me like a dead even game. But if I was just going to throw one at the dartboard, I don't know. I think I would stick with Southern Valley. I think I would take Southern Valley.
Southern Valley's opponents, Randy,
are 22-2.
That's pretty good.
Hershey, Donovan, so Trumbull, Boone, Hill, St. Cecilia. Oh, my goodness.
Well, a couple of them had to play each other. Otherwise, they might be.
Bob, where did you pick? Where's your travels before we let you go?
You know, I'm leaning towards Lakeview at Boone Central, where I sense that Boone could have a little bit of a problem. Lakeview's offense is awesome. But there's also a game that I always want to see, and I don't know if I'm going to get to or not. That'd be Elkhorn at Gretna. Gretna's undefeated and just way better than anybody else. And if there's a third man in the ring, I am very pleased with what's gone on at Heartland. I'm very happy for those kids. I think they've got a real shot at beating BDS. So it'd be one of those three.
All right, Bobby, have a great weekend. There's going to be a lot of great football.
What, no trip to Imperial? What? What?
Not this week. Not this week, you know. Okay. Not this week. All right. There's always next week.
We're sending Bush out there, and there will be next week to talk about Thursday, Friday football with Bob Jensen. Thanks so much, man. You're a champion in our heart.
that's another short line. But anyway, it's always good to talk to you, boys.
All right, thanks,
see you, Bob.
Bob
Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We've got a couple more things to chat about. We'll wrap it up after this.
You would not want to be your engine's rear seal, wrapped around a greasy spinning crankshaft for an afternoon or a decade. Your rear seal would tell you that, but it's busy hugging a crankshaft, remember? But after 75,000 miles, you need to switch to Valvoline Max Life Motor Oil, with conditioners that help rejuvenate aging seals to prevent engine failure. Remember, your rear seal is not going to text you a little yellow sad face. After 75,000 miles, switch to Valvoline Max Life in the red bottle, because there's a lot of car left in your car.
Hey, everybody, this is Coach, and I want all you tried and true college football fans to enter the AT&T Be the Fan sweepstakes. Tackle my weekly challenge, and you might be the fan who wins a VIP trip to ESPN College Game Day. Find out how you can win at attbethefan.com. AT&T, rethink possible.
No purchase necessary. Open to U.S. citizens and resident aliens of the 50 U.S. states or D.C. of the age of majority. Ends 11:59 p.m. Central Time, November 29th, 2013. Official rules at attbethefan.com.
Are you serious about maximizing muscle growth, boosting strength, and optimizing hormones so you can get noticed in the gym? Well, you asked, and Complete Nutrition listened. Introducing the new L3 Anabolic Stack. L3 is the best new muscle-building supplement stack on the planet. If you want to jack up testosterone levels 42% in as little as 12 days, all while packing on tons of muscle and raising growth hormone levels so you can be the man you never thought you'd be, stop by a Complete Nutrition store today and find out how the new L3 series is changing the muscle building game for men.
Complete Nutrition.
Warning, if you put on more than 15 pounds of muscle in the first 4 weeks, please visit your personal health consultant to adjust your dosage.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
The Tri-City Storm. Hit the ice. With back-to-back games. Don't miss Fiesta Friday with free kids tickets on October 18th. Plus Duck Dynasty Night on October 19th.
Friday, October 18th.
It's the Storm versus Des Moines. And Fiesta Friday featuring $1 tacos throughout the game.
It's also Free Kids Friday.
Free Kids Friday. Kids 12 and under get a free ticket with each paid adult. It's affordable family fun.
Visit stormhockey.com for more.
Then on Saturday, October 19th, Duck Dynasty comes to Kearney. Watch the Storm versus Cedar Rapids. With a special appearance from Mountain Man, the comical neighbor of Uncle Si, Willie, and the Robertson family. It's the real Mountain Man from Duck Dynasty. In person at the Storm game to meet all fans in attendance.
This special event
is presented by Fidelki Heating and Air. It's back-to-back games of Storm hockey with $1 tacos and free kids tickets on October 18th. And Duck Dynasty night featuring Mountain Man on October 19th.
Join the chase
and get your tickets now
by calling 308-338-8011.
Or visit stormhockey.com. Storm hockey is presented by Viero 4G Wireless.
Doug and Daddy's show brought to you in part by T&L Irrigation Systems, where experts have been right on with the heat we've seen the last couple of summers. Well, you can always maximize your production with the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of any extended heat wave by contacting your local T&L dealer like Derek Wagner of Holdridge. And you can get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. You're putting your corn, you're putting your crop in the bin right now, you're harvesting, and you're going, yahoo, it said T&L, I must be why I'm making money. Or you're going,
Could have done better.
Why am I not where I want to be? Maybe one of the reasons is you don't have the TNL pivot system in your field. Check it out, your local TNL dealer, or go to TLIRR.com. TNL Irrigation, proven technology that works. Well, Nebraska and the rest of the Big Ten has announced the football schedule for 2018 and 19. Nebraska will open 2018's conference schedule at Michigan. They play at Wisconsin, at Northwestern, at Ohio State, and at Iowa in 2018. Oh, God.
At Iowa, really? Oh, my God. Oh, wait a minute. The rest of that's pretty solid. The rest of that's pretty solid. That's it.
And here's the deal. Here's the deal, Randy. Excuse me. There's not one guy on this team that'll be a member of the 2018 squad unless there's a sixth year of eligibility.
Right, which is it can't happen. But
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, recruit to that. You know, but the thing is, you're going to run into that every once in a while. Every once in a while, it's going to happen. It's when it happens on a consistent basis that you're thinking, something's kind of fishy here.
And?
Because this year, this year's schedule. It couldn't have been any weaker.
Well, but the first two, they stuck it to
right,
us.
Right, right, right. It averages out, though.
And you add Rutgers and Maryland on there, and you have to wonder what the conference is doing, because the 18 schedule doesn't automatically flip-flop in 19. Nebraska goes to Michigan in 18. They don't play Michigan in 19.
It is a little weird.
2018.
Is it like a four-year rotation? I would hope that what they would do is so every one of these athletes will be able to play at every member school once during the 4 years. And, again, not everybody plays, makes the travel squad for during those 4 years, but have the opportunity to play at each place.
So the six teams that will be in the new West Division, Illinois, Iowa, Minnesota, Northwestern, Purdue, Wisconsin. So Nebraska will play Michigan, Michigan State, and Ohio State in 2018. What? I mean, come on. Come on. Those are the three toughest. Come on. But there is no Penn State on the schedule.
And I thought that was going to be a rivalry game. I understand that when they did the redivision things that you kind of lost that a little bit. But
and there's no Rutgers. There's no Maryland.
Yeah.
2019, there is a at Maryland sighting the week before Nebraska plays Iowa. But in that year, you've got Maryland on the other side, Indiana on the other side, and Ohio State again on the other side. And again, way down the road, but something to take a look at as we get closer to putting these schedules out there way too far in advance.
Well, once you make them, if you make them that far ahead, because we don't know, Michigan could fall off the face of the earth and be bad at football again. You know, it could happen. So when you make a schedule that's 6-7 years in advance, you do kind of have that, well, we didn't know. I mean, like you said, none of these players playing today are going to be playing when they head to the big house. And, you know, so.
A couple of volleyball conference tournaments last night. Ord beat Wood River. St. Paul knocked off four-time defending champion Kearney Catholic. They'll play for the Lou Platt final tomorrow. Consolation at 6, the final to follow on Classic Hits 98.9. Axtell beat Elm Creek and Overton down SEM. They'll be in the FKC final tomorrow at Wilcox. And there is soccer today. The UNK women will host Doan tonight at 7 o'clock, coming off a tough weekend that we didn't really talk about on our Loper Link. But tonight at 7 at Foster Field, Hastings will host Baker University of Kansas in a women's and men's doubleheader. And
huge Randy, win for the American men last night, too. I mean, it's huge. I mean, they're already in, but it's impressive that basically their B team
was able to. Well, the cartel tell them to score twice in the extra period?
Well, I mean, it's still, you got to play good. People are fighting for extra playing time. Well, that's just the way it is. That's the nature of soccer. By the way, I left something on the table. Doug sent in an email, pointed out that, yes, they won 6 titles in Class C, have the Midland girls, but they also won 4 in Class B as well. That makes a total of 10 the way I got it figured, which, according to Doug from Midland, is the third most in state history, and I believe it's probably true.
Never known him to be wrong.
I've known him a long time, and I haven't. No.
There was this one time. We want to thank the state championship coaches, Kelly Jeffries of Grand Island and Steve Ekstrom of Minden. Congratulations to the girls' golf teams for bringing it home. Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, UNK Athletic Director Paul Plinsky, all joining us today. UNK Emeritus Athletic Director John McBride will be in studio tomorrow. Luke Hoover will answer your fantasy football questions from RotoWire, and we've got a lot more. We'll keep you up to date on state softball, cross-country, tennis. It's all going on, and best of luck, everyone. Randy, thanks, man.
I'm looking forward to Loper game on Saturday. You'll have fun.
All right, folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy's Show, ESPN Radio.